The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the book of Revelation, the first reading for today, chapter 7, with special attention to the following verses. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. What a wonderful and comforting statement on this Sunday morning as we once again celebrate with joy and praise and thanksgiving All Saints Sunday. Yes, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. As a matter of fact, today we do not only remember all the saints in the Old Testament, like Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as well as St. Paul and St. Peter and all the other saints in the New Testament, but especially our own loved ones who have died in the Lord and are now in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. For some of us, it may be a grandfather or grandmother, maybe a father or mother, a son or daughter, a brother or sister, a nephew, niece or cousin, or even for that matter, a real close neighbor or a dear friend we've known for so many years. In our own family, Ruth and I always remember our parents, as well as Ruth's youngest sister, Carla Susie, and my own sister, Lorna, who was died before I was even born. And that is probably true also of your loved ones, as you remember them and how much you miss them today, even though they are in the kingdom of heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, in Brazil and most Latin countries, All Saints Day is a national holiday on November the 1st. In Brazil and in Portugal, All Saints Day is called Dia dos Finados. And in all Latin countries throughout the world, including Mexico and Spain, it is called Dia de los Muertos, which you know means Day of the Dead, as everyone goes to the cemetery to bring them flowers and place them at the foot of their stone tombstones or graveside. In Brazil, everybody stops and pays respects to their loved ones. I know it's probably true also, Roxanne, in Costa Rica, right? Those of us who come from the South treat it as a very special day in the life of our families. And even though we miss them a lot, what a joy and what a comfort it is for us to know that they are now in the presence of our Lord Jesus. As we read in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verse 1, in my Father's house there are many rooms. Or as it says in the King James Version, in my Father's house there are many mansions. And that's precisely what our loved ones are doing right now. What Paul says in the letter to the Philippians, our citizenship is in heaven, where we are going to serve Him day and night in His temple. That's what our loved ones are doing as we worship Him this morning. They're not only blessed by our Heavenly Father, and just sitting around and resting from their labors, as we sang in the processional hymn today, for all the saints who from their labors rest. But they're actually busy singing and serving and praising God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The words of Jesus in our text for today. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them. Jesus will be their shepherd, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Can you imagine for just a moment? Being busy in heaven, serving Jesus day and night. Never being hungry or thirsty anymore. Never being sleepy or tired anymore. Not having tears in our eyes. As a matter of fact, Jesus says in the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 23 that the city heaven does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Yes, in heaven they don't need the sun or the moon or the stars to shine on them, because the glory of God shines on them through Jesus Christ, who is the light and is their lamp. Heaven is now their new home. Think about that. Where they are living with Jesus forever and ever to all eternity. We cannot even understand the concept of to all eternity, and yet that's what heaven is all about. Living with Jesus. You know, Jesus makes that very clear in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and 4. Listen to it. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He, God, will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the former things have passed away. Yes, in heaven there is no more tears, no more suffering, or pain. Only joy and happiness forever. This is what Jesus says about our loved ones in heaven. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works do follow them. Yes, there is no question about the fact that heaven is now their new home to enjoy and to rest. The paradise that Adam and Eve lost in the very beginning of time because they ate of the forbidden fruit in the middle of the garden. As a matter of fact, I have always envisioned as a pastor throughout the years that heaven is now the paradise that God created in the very beginning of time, with all the beautiful flowers, roses and carnations, the green grass, fruits and vegetables, the majestic trees and hills and mountains and rivers and lakes and yes, oceans, without all of that trash of air and noise and water pollution we have here on earth. The water is going to be clear. The air is going to be clear. The wonderful words we sang today, I love to sing in the garden. I know that's not quite Lutheran. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And He walks with me. And He talks with me. And He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Yes, heaven is going to be a beautiful and wonderful place for us to spend the rest of our lives, not only with Jesus, but remember our loved ones who are there in heaven with Jesus right now. The words of St. John in the epistle lesson for today. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when Jesus appears, we shall be like Him because we shall see Him as He is. I can't wait to see Jesus, to be honest with you. Can you imagine being there in the throne of God, in the presence of Jesus, in the kingdom of heaven? It's going to be awesome, incredible. As a matter of fact, the last two chapters of the book of Revelation, chapters 21 and 22, give us a very good and detailed description of the kingdom of heaven with all of its pomp, glory, and bliss. Take some time this week and read chapter 21 and 22 of the book of Revelations. No more sin, filled with corruption and evil and hatred and ugliness, or all of the problems and trials and tribulations we face here on earth. In heaven, everything is going to be perfect. There isn't going to be any more sin or death. And it's going to be a wonderful and joyful reunion with our loved ones as we embrace them. And we tell them when we get up there one day and tell them how much we miss them. And they missed us. I'll be honest with you, I still miss my parents. Ruth misses her parents. We talked about it all the time. Their picture has a special place in our home, in our living room, and in the hallway next to our bedroom. We're looking forward to that day of being there with them and with Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. And I know you're looking forward to that day as well. There's a beautiful hymn in the hymnal which goes like this. I'm but a stranger here, heaven is my home. Short is my pilgrimage, heaven is my home. And I shall surely stand there at my Lord's right hand. Heaven is my fatherland, heaven is my home. Yeah, heaven is my home. And heaven is certainly also your home one day with Jesus. The joy and bliss of heaven will surpass anything and everything we have ever experienced during our lifetime, including the birth of our children, which was a joy. Our baptisms, our confirmation, our graduations from high school or college, our wedding day, our anniversaries. None of them will compare to the joy, the bliss of being one day in the presence of Jesus. You know, we sang today, though God giveth or He taketh, God His children He never forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit to keep us steadfast in our faith, our trust in Jesus as our Savior as we look forward to that day, not only to see our loved ones again, but especially Jesus, our beautiful Savior, King of creation, Son of God and Son of God, man. Truly I love Thee, truly I serve Thee, light of my joy and my crown. God bless you as you remember your loved ones today. They're in heaven. And one day we're going to see them again. God bless you also in your faith, your trust in Jesus as your Savior, the Lord of your life. In Jesus' name. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.